At the 2014 Farm Progress Show, we're going to talk with Carl Brooks, who is administrator of Region 7 for the Environmental Protection Agency. And Carl, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you here. Just listened to you on a program talking about water quality, and you have some positive things to say about what Iowa is doing here, and I'm sure some other states as well.
Well, Ken, it's a great chance to come to Farm Progress. This is the place where people involved in changing American agriculture share ideas. EPA is glad to be part of that conversation and should be part of that conversation. The work that's been going on in Iowa over the last couple of years to reduce nutrient loading to our streams and rivers here in the heartland offers a great example for how you can bring both the ag side and the urban side, the non-point source and the point source side together, and we commend that at the EPA.
Is agriculture getting too much of the blame for the nutrient pollution problems?
When you look at nutrient pollution in America, it's got a lot of different sources. Clearly, some of it comes from pipes that come out of factories, often from sewage treatment plants. But the way that we use our land here in America is clearly a major contributor to it. That's why the leadership of American agriculture is so important to getting our arms around this problem, developing solutions that work, and getting them implemented.
Now, one of the concerns of a lot of the ag groups and farmers is, you know, we need to get this going. We need to do this voluntarily. If we don't, the federal government may step in and tell us how to do it.
The Clean Water Act, which is the basic charter of authority that the Environmental Protection Agency and our 50 state partners has, is pretty clear. Congress made a choice back in the early 1970s that non-point source pollution, like nutrient pollution, which comes from private land management activities, such as farming, is going to have to be dealt with in almost every case by local solutions, in partnership with state government, in partnership with commodity associations. It's primarily not a matter for regulation. It's primarily a challenge for innovation, for markets, and for better ways of growing the food that feeds the world.
Okay, then that brings us to the debate over this Waters of the U.S. Rule. It seems like a really wide gap there between what those on the ag side are saying and what you're saying on the EPA side.
Well, certainly I read that debate that goes on here in the heartland every single day. I'd like to think that if you take just some of the more heated rhetoric out that tends to boil up around the edges of this conversation, you can really see some basic principles there that look like they might provide a way forward for the rule. The rule serves the needs of American agriculture by clarifying the jurisdictional reach of both the EPA and our state environmental partners. So, simple is good, clear is better. The interaction you don't have to have with the Environmental Protection Agency or with the Army Corps, that's the best interaction for a producer. That's where the proposed rule would take us.
One of the concerns that we hear expressed a lot is that there's a lot of generalities in this and that it's wide open to interpretation by maybe future administrations.
One of the benefits for this system we have where we make these rules at the EPA is that we have a proposal that's out on the ground right now, and we encourage ag producers and really everybody interested in water quality and land use in America to comment. Identify those areas where we need to make some changes before the rule goes final. Remember, the goal here is clarity and workability. And so we've seen some great suggestions coming in throughout the spring and summer on how to make that final rule work better. I get the fact that people don't want to leave it up to somebody's discretion in Washington, D.C., and that's the agency's goal, is to have the rules of the road, and you might say the rules of the water, clear right at the outset so that people don't have to deal with this agency, they don't have to deal with the Corps of Engineers.
Okay, so while some say it doesn't seem that EPA is really hearing what we're saying, you're saying that you are.
Oh, this agency is carefully considering the comments that we get. Take last month, mid-July, my boss, Administrator McCarthy, spent two full days down in Missouri. We were in mid-Missouri on a farm, and then we went to the Mizzou Ag College. She then went over to Kansas City and gave a pretty major speech on Waters of the United States. The roundtable that we held at Mizzou gave her a great chance to hear from producer groups and individual farmers all across the Midwest. It wasn't just Missourians. There were folks from Nebraska and Kansas and Iowa there too. Gina McCarthy listens very carefully, and she recognizes that we have a responsibility to take the best comments and to use those comments to make the final rule better.
Okay. So I guess in closing here, what's your main message to farmers out here today then?
That would be to step back and take a look at the language of the proposed rule. If you believe that the final rule can do the job better of making it clear for you on the ground where you don't need to deal with EPA or the Corps, tell us where to improve it. And give us those opinions, be very direct about it, and we will listen to those.